Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people over at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I am joined by the sideshow Bob to my Krusty the Clown, Mr. Richard Avery.
Moo. I think it's Moo, not Mo. It's Moo.
You know, one person calls me Moo for some reason.
I think you are.
Fuck all y'all.
Because you're a cow.
Oh, bitch. So the reason why I was feeling somewhat creative with that intro is today we have a former, I'm going to say, sideshow act.
A freak.
A freak, if you will. Miss Ella Darling.
Oh, wow.
Well, hello.
So, Ella, how about you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am Ella Darling, current librarian, still, I guess, even though I don't work in a library. And I once upon a time was a sideshow freak.
A sideshow freak.
For now, how long did you do that?
It was for about, I want to say about 2 years.
Wow. Yeah. Now, I don't know a whole lot about this. Now I've seen different things. I've been to circuses, the Ringling Brothers, that type of thing. And I've seen, there was a TV show on HBO a few years ago that was about a sideshow type thing. So tell me a little bit more about what you actually did.
Ours wasn't like a big traveling sideshow or anything. It was just
a bunch of friends getting drunk and doing crazy things.
Well, I didn't get drunk at the time, but yeah, it was me and my partner. My stage name was Abra Cadavera.
I love it.
And
nice.
His stage name was Mr. N Visible, and his name was Raven. And so me and Raven would, Raven and I, and our lovely assistant Kenny would go and we would perform at parties, at fetish parties, at fetish balls, at we performed at QuakeCon, haunted houses, bars, just lots of places, lots of fun little events. We would just go and do our sideshow thing, and we each had a couple of different acts that we would do, and Kenny would assist. I used to assist, but I, it's a story.
So the question, the ultimate question is, so what were your acts?
There you go.
Act. Okay. I escaped from a straitjacket.
Cool.
Okay. I swallowed a 4-foot balloon.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, so like a big, it's like sword swallowing and balloon animals, but I didn't actually make a balloon animal. I just like took a 4-foot balloon, I blew it up, and then just right down my throat.
I've seen it.
Now, I'm gonna go off this a little bit. I know you do have a Clips for Sale store.
I do.
And my question is do you have that on your Clips for Sale store?
No, why the fuck don't
why
I?
Why the fuck do you not have
I know.
That on your
Clips
That's for Sale
like, store? If you do that naked...
Oh
Ta-da!
My god! I don't know. I've been out of the circus for so long. I just didn't even.
I would buy that clip.
Me too. There's two sales right here.
We'll tell you what. Once you put it up, what is your Clips for Sale store name? Since we're here and giving a plug.
My Clips for Sale store name is Ella Darling. Just look me up.
Well, let us.
No, definitely.
Tweet us when you got that one up.
Then. Yeah. No. And I'm not taking any. Just throw out a little bit of a credit in a tweet or something.
Yeah.
This is dedicated to.
Dedicated to Mo.
A little shout out.
So swallowing balloons. What else?
I would put razor blades in my mouth and tie them to a string.
Okay, I just that. Oh,
yeah. So here's the kicker, though.
That one creeped me out.
When we were doing around October, we would be doing several shows every weekend, and that's a lot of money spent on razor blades. And I was a poor college kid, so I would have to choose between either buying a new set of razor blades and gently dulling them just a little bit. Or using my old ones, which are already dulled, but still very sharp and rusty. And somehow I never got lockjaw.
I was going to say, how lucky.
I'm just picturing a young girl going in weekly, buying more razor blades, going, I can make it through this time.
I'm not a cutter.
I'm not. No, look, my inner thigh. Yeah. Sorry. No insult to the cutters out there.
And
that's, I love them all.
That was your axe?
That was some. And then I also drank motor oil. I would, let's see. Oh, I didn't do this in the sideshow, but I can break a light bulb on my forehead and then eat the broken glass from it.
Okay. Now, real quick. Now, is there some sort of code amongst sideshow people that you don't explain how you do things?
I think so. I think that's the understanding.
So, okay.
It's like magicians. There's the rule. Like
without giving too much away, is things like breaking a light bulb. You were a librarian. I apologize.
She's smarter than you, Mo.
She is.
Smarter than both of us
honestly,
combined.
Break a light bulb on your head and then eat the glass.
Okay.
I'm assuming if I do this, it would go poorly.
You just need to know what to do. So
So is there is it a trick to it?
Or no, you're really doing it. You're just doing it in the safest way possible, but you're still doing it. So
okay,
you're taking a risk. You basically have to cowboy up, I guess.
Ooh.
I don't say man up because
he's not a man. Because he's not a man.
So this trick is actually that was something that Raven did that I learned. Raven doesn't like me to say that I learned it from him because he doesn't want my mom to hear that and be mad at him. But I learned it from him. And it was funny. So before our act, whenever we would do these things, we would say, okay, guys, don't do this at home. Don't try this at home. Try it at a friend's house. Because we have fun here.
But I love the fact that he'd be upset that don't tell you get your mom mad that you would be eating light bulbs. But it's okay with everything else. Like, mom's like,
your mom is going to kill me if she sees that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, mom's okay with you drinking the oil, but don't eat the light bulbs because I'll get grounded.
No, and that real quick, sorry, not to go too far, because we're coming back to the broken glass. You did drink actual motor oil.
Yes.
I once siphoned gas off my truck, and I got a little gasoline in my mouth, and that was an unpleasant experience.
No, that's
what
not
kind
good.
Of oil was this? Do you want to give a plug to Pennzoil or anyone?
STP.
I usually go for something in a yellow bottle, just because I like the.
It could be STP.
The aesthetic.
Yeah. It could be. We're gonna have to look them up. We'll give them a call.
Are you
down with it?
What,
I thought you said STD.
What acts did your partner do?
So he was the one who actually, when we performed, did the light bulb thing. I did a few more. I don't remember what else I did, though. Oh, I also put my body through an unstrung tennis racket.
You're skinny for that.
I could have done that when I was about 7.
I was about 10 pounds heavier at the time. But anyway, so he would put his head in. He can walk on broken glass. I can also walk on broken glass. He would put his head in broken glass and have preferably a girl in flats stand on the back of his head. He would do something called human chopping block, where he would take a cantaloupe and hold it in his hand. Or he would take an apple and hold it in his hand, and I would cut it with machete. Then he would put a cantaloupe on his stomach, and I would cut that with machete. Then he'd put the cantaloupe on the back of his neck and balance there, and then I would cut that with machete. And it was this cool World War II machete. And so let's put a pin in that trick and the light bulb trick. And we're going to have to come back to those. Okay, pinky swear.
I'm literally, I could not watch this stuff. I would freak the fuck
we're
out.
We're not even, no. Hold your horses, sister. Because
I'm stealing that line.
He would also do a human pin cushion, which is where he would take pins. He would take these T pins that are like, I think they're upholstery pins. And he would put one through his bicep, one up through like his chin or mandible, one through each cheek, through his nipple. And then at the fetish ball that we went to, and the big fetish ball in Dallas every year, he would put one through his scrotum.
Okay, you know what I'm picturing now? Is I'm picturing a porn chick now, where you see everything on film, and then at home, yeah, I'm into missionary. You know, it's just like,
No, I've seen a lot of these things you're talking about, and the first time you see it, literally, you're like, oh my god! But now that I've seen it a bunch, you're like, that's so cool. It's so cool.
There is nothing in me that could I'll watch the Saw movies and things like that, but I can at least.
But when you have to see this stuff, you have to see a freak show live. It is really amazing. Like I said, seeing the Jim Rose thing, I must have saw it 10, 12 times. And stuff, and it was amazing. Like I can't even remember everything that I saw, but all I remember just always being like, "Wow, that's cool!" And then afterwards, what are you guys doing? And it was crazy. It was really cool.
It was really cool. He would also do human blockhead, which I can do, but I don't know if you can hear. I have a bit of a sinus infection. The human blockhead is where you take a nail and you hammer it into your face. It's cool.
I think you can do that, can't you, Mo?
No, I've not done enough cocaine to open up the nasal cavities. Not saying that you have. I'm not saying anyone here has done drugs here.
Thanks for that.
I have done enough cocaine for everybody. Yeah. So we're all good.
Every so often, my slight little bit of drug references come out. I'm not a druggie. I don't do anything. I smoke some weed. Smoked some good weed last night. Mm. Back to, let's go. I want to go back to this glass thing.
Okay. So we were doing a show in my hometown, Denton, Texas, at this bar on Fry Street, which is the cool place in Denton, Texas.
The only cool place.
or it used to be anyway. So it was really cool. And I was... So, Mo, you kind of know me a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. I'm very sweet. Mm-hmm. I'm very nice, like, good-natured.
Totally, yes.
I'm a nice girl. Mm-hmm. So
that's not what I heard.
No, she is an actual sweetheart.
That's not what you told me before she got here, though.
No, we don't do
that. I'm like one of the nicest people ever.
Yeah, no, she gives the longest hugs known to man. I don't even hug my girlfriend that long. Okay. And, no, she's a sweetheart.
But so this was early in my career in the sideshow, and I was originally the one that was the lovely assistant to Raven's tricks, like the human chopping block and the light bulb. So the chopping block, I was fine with the apple in his hand. I was fine with the cantaloupe on his stomach, but the cantaloupe on his neck was very precariously balanced. And I would so I'd take the machete and I would kind of practice swing. And then, you would raise it up and slowly bring it down so you know where you're going to hit. And then I would bring it up and swing it down and close my eyes and swing my head away because I didn't want to look and because I didn't want to do it. And at the last minute, I would, cut, at an angle, and then I, hit him in the neck. And it was a dull World War II machete, so it wasn't the worst ever. But he had a little nick on his neck, and I felt real bad about it.
Aww.
So that was a bummer. And that happened.
That was a bummer.
That happened, I think, prior to this show. But anyway, so at this show in my hometown, we were doing the light bulb trick, mm-hmm. and he was holding the light bulb to his head, to his forehead, and I had a little tack hammer, and I would swing and hit it and break the light bulb. And so I took my practice swing, and I swung it, but I didn't want to hurt him. And it's really hard to hit someone in the face with a hammer because I know the mechanics of the trick. I know how it works, that the shock is absorbed, the impact, whatever. Mm. But I am swinging a hammer in someone's face and I don't want to hurt someone and it really sucks and I don't want to. And so I didn't hit hard enough. And so the hammer bounced off the light bulb and just hurt him. So then I was like, okay, this time I'm really going to do it hard. And I took a practice swing and I did it really slowly. And then I took my hand back and I hit really hard and I closed my eyes again. And I just hit him in the fucking forehead with a hammer. And my friend, a dear friend, Richie, took a picture just at that moment. And I'm sorry that you people listening can't see the facial expressions, but I'm like, and he's like,
ouch.
And I think the sounds probably convey what the faces look like.
Just
but yeah.
Ouch.
Out of all the episodes of More with Mo, I think this would have been the perfect one to have a web episode of, just because I am freaking out. I can't even look at her when she's doing these motions because it's just freaking me out.
So at that point, after that show, we decided that Kenny was going to be the one to assist with those things because Kenny was Raven's roommate. So if Kenny fucked up, his rent would double.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and you don't want to hurt your boyfriend. Right?
They weren't dating. Oh. They were just roomies.
There you go.
I'm just saying, you don't want to hurt somebody you really care about.
So, are people killed doing this stuff? I mean, do you know of the sideshow accident of 1986 or something?
I'm sure people have been. I mean,
the sideshow... You just bury the bodies and...
Well, just because the sideshow as an industry started back so long ago before there were a lot of concerns for health and safety. It was before OSHA, so I'm sure people have died doing sideshow tricks.
Now, when it started, it seemed to be more of, you'd have the traveling circus, not like the Ringling Brothers we have now, but they would show up and there would be the bearded lady and the crocodile boy or whatever things. Have you been to something like that where it's more of a traditional...
So they're less common, first of all, because of gene therapy and because a lot of the oddities, the human oddities, were a result of just birth defects. So just modern medicine has changed that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also not really acceptable anymore to make a spectacle out of somebody's differences or just
so the Siamese twins, which used to be before obviously internet or obviously mass media, mm-hmm. that was a freak show. That was you go to see this. Now it's
like people are very much encouraged to see the human side of humans.
Yeah.
Rather than the weirdness. There was one guy who was, I think, at some point gonna join our sideshow before I left for grad school. And I think his name was Lobster Boy because he had his pinky and ring finger and then those two were fused together and his middle finger and index finger were fused together when he was born. So he had looked like lobster claws, I guess.
It didn't look like crab or shrimp or...
like a lobster.
What about a crab?
He could totally pull off the shocker way better than anyone else.
Exactly.
But yeah, so he self-identified.
Could have been Vulcan boy.
Oh, hey.
Oh, wait a second. Watch this reference. Here we go. So when I was younger, very young, this would be about 82, 83, I had a choice. I'd been a good boy, and I got a choice from my stepfather if I wanted to do one of two things. Go see the circus, which was in town, or go see at the drive-in Star Trek 2. Star Trek 2, The Wrath of Khan. We all know that I chose the circus, and we still end up going to see Star Trek because it's my stepfather. But I still remember that, and it was the more traditional with elephants and things like that, and it was still a small town. But as a small child watching, I mean, I was, you know, seven, something like that. While watching this, it was a huge experience to see these things. And I look at now circuses like what we see and have just become just commercialized or low budget things where you look at the animals and go, oh my God.
I don't know about that. I think the last time I saw like Barnum Bailey's, their setup, it was pretty impressive. The animals, yes, that's a whole different discussion about the animals. But overall, I thought it was a good show. There was all sorts of things going, the acrobatics, all sorts of really mm-hmm. things. And the animals, you know, like I said, however you feel about that, but the animals were kind of cool doing cool things and stuff like that. I think the circus today is actually, you know, I think it's still a cool thing to take a kid to. That's for sure. Kids love that stuff.
Well, I saw one like outside the Panorama City Mall. And I was looking at it going, I'm not picturing this.
I could just think of like some little kid with a red wagon with his cat in the back going, I have a circus. And there you are going, wow, that's cool. What does your cat do? He lies there and purrs.
So do you have any desire to get back involved with any of the sideshow stuff?
I don't. It was a fun spell. It was a fun phase. Part of my life, but it's over.
She's like, that was a phase. Then I went to the library.
Well, it's funny because sideshow culture is very, I find it's very catty. It's very,
worse than porn?
I was going to say worse than porn.
Actually, I find that porn, maybe this is because I do girl-girl porn, but porn tends to be, I don't know, people aren't as adversarial as a lot of other places. Maybe that's just my experience.
Actually, I would agree with that. I noticed in mainstream there was a lot of people justifying their jobs in advertising or celebrities. A celebrity would show up and have 10 people with them and everybody trying to justify why they were there.
So you're basically saying you have a problem with the 10 people that follow me around.
Yes.
I like my 10. I have people.
The interns are off today.
And my people need people.
Yeah, exactly. Your interns are getting a little out of control.
I know.
There is no coffee for Mo today and I am the celebrity.
They have the day off.
You know, every so often. So no desire to get back into it.
I don't think so, no.
I think it's such a cool thing, though.
Yeah. I agree.
What's the craziest thing you've ever seen in a sideshow, would you say? The craziest act that you either did or your partner did or you saw? Like, what's the craziest thing?
Well, for me at the time, it was when we were performing at the fetish show and I saw someone give himself a milk enema and then drink the milk after on stage.
Did it come out chocolate milk?
No, he was totally clean inside.
We do. I mean, Jason does milk enemas for like Evil Angel and things
Bobby's
like that.
Done it too.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, I was like young 19 years old, and I thought porn was.
You thought milk was supposed good. To. You were supposed to drink milk. I didn't think that's was supposed to do with milk.
This was my first time at any kind of fetish event, and I didn't know. Like, someone came up and offered me like a pony ride, and I was like, "No, thank you." And I was really just out of my element. And also, it was a really weird, like Dallas, like weird. There was a little shack that was selling the food that they were selling was like roadkill, kind of. It was like
nice. That's
Appalachian
that's cool.
style, like yeah. squirrel and like.
Yeah,
I've eaten squirrel.
They're rodents.
Armadillo.
No, Dallas has a little dark underside to it when it comes to fetishy. I've been there. I've seen things.
Who's like one of the big fetish people in Dallas.
There's all sorts of weird shit that goes on in Dallas, and it satisfies all those oil-rich people who have nothing better to do.
Oh, yeah. They're so repressed out there, they have to have that seedy underbelly.
Yeah, they do. You'd be surprised.
Well, there we go. Well, Ella, darling, thank you for stopping by the sideshow of Julie Land, known as More with Mo. Where can we find you out on the interwebs?
DarlingEla.com. That's DarlingELA.com. Or follow me on Twitter, ELADarling.
Well, thank you again so much for coming out. My name is Mo Reese. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. Or you can check out my blog, which is also kind of a sideshow for Julie Land, TheAverageMo.com. Have a great day. Oh,